Thank you for subscribing and listening to the CERT News Podcast. This episode of the podcast goes with the January issue of the CERT News that is located at www.unf.edu/cert/newsletters.
In this edition of CERT News, the faculty spotlight focuses on using 3D printing to create custom lab tools. Dr. T.J. Mullen in the Department of Chemistry recently worked with CERT to fabricate a custom tool for his research lab. His interests are in creating complex surface structures with molecular scale organization and chemical functionality for applications ranging from bioactive surfaces to nanoelectronics. The goal of Mullen's research program is to fabricate complex mesoscale surface architectures economically. The molecular ruler process is a chemical patterning technique used in biosensor arrays and nanomolecular electronics that relies upon the assembly of metal ligated multilayers. This assembly is a resource-intensive process, requiring several days of manual dipping and rinsing to complete. Completing the required sampling by hand is tedious and inefficient. Mullen developed plans for a robotic dipper by modifying plans found online for a camera slider, which had a similar pattern of movement. The robot dipper is composed of several components, including an arm with a blade on its end for dipping, a housing for the circuitry, and an Arduino control board. He worked with CERT to 3D print the belt guide and leg and the housing, which was then assembled with the other components. After printing several prototypes with refinement between each, he had a functioning tool that facilitated his research. The robot dipper minimizes the amount of bench time required to assemble multilayers and produces the necessary quality for the research. Additionally, by using a robot dipper, Mullen and his undergraduate research students have been able to overcome a challenge with cross-contamination common to the former manual process. Mullen's work was supported by the National Science Foundation and is in collaboration with Dr. Daniel Santavica, UNF Physics, and Dr. Corey Cause, UNF Chemistry. If your work could benefit from a custom-built tool with 3D parts, stop by and talk with us. This is Deb Miller, Director of CERT, and in this edition of CERT News, I want to talk about the 2016 and 2017 key issues in teaching and learning. The EDUCAUSE Learning Initiative, also known as ELI, is a community of higher education institutions and organizations committed to the advancement of learning through the innovative application of technology. Each year, as part of its Seven Things You Should Know About series, it publishes a concise briefing on the current status of key issues in teaching and learning identified in the annual ELI survey. I thought that the most recent edition would be of interest to faculty, so I'll highlight some of these key issues here, which include academic transformation, faculty development, accessibility and universal design for learning, and learning space design. You can view more details about these issues and the full report briefing in the online version of CERT News. I also encourage you to explore ELI's other resources, which cover topics as varied as robot riders, personalized learning, and visual literacy. You only need to create a free account to access these, as CERT is an ELI member. We'd love to hear your thoughts on any of these issues.
Hello, I'm Dave Wilson, Assistant Director in CERT. In this edition of Digital Thinking, I'm going to discuss copyright resources for faculty. I assist many of you with preparing media, typically digital video or audio files, for your LMS courses. Copyright and fair use are topics that come up frequently. This article will provide some suggestions and tools that may help you as you're adding media to your courses. The most important thing to know is that we are here to help. Stephanie Wise, the online learning librarian, is available to answer any questions you have about using materials in your course and copyright. She can also help you find materials to use in your course that are already in a digital format and ready to use. The library has video databases that include many videos covering a number of academic disciplines that are already licensed for use and can be easily linked from your course. If the media is not available through the library, it may be available for purchase or rental in digital format. Amazon, YouTube, and iTunes all have large digital video collections. Most full-length movies can be rented for under $10 or purchased for under $20. If you are unable to find already published digital versions of the media you would like to use, the American Library Association Copyright Advisory Network is sharing a series of easy-to-use interactive tools that can help you decide if you should digitize a work or a portion of a work to include in your course. They include the Copyright Genie, the Exceptions for Instructors e-tool, the Fair Use Evaluator, and the Public Domain Slider. These tools will help you with decisions about what media to include in your courses. If you determine that you are not able to make a digital copy of a piece of media, I still recommend that you contact Stephanie. She may be able to help you find a digital version available at no or little cost to your students, or help you request permission to digitize and use the media in your course, or find an alternative that would be just as effective. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email me at david.wilson@unf.edu.
Hi, this is Jamie Chairs, instructional designer here in CERT, talking about best practices online implementing e-journals into your course. Electronic journaling, or e-journaling, enhances traditional face-to-face classrooms and distance learning courses by providing an effective means of active learning through a process of questioning, reflection, and prompt feedback from others. Journaling has been found to be a valuable strategy for checking students' understanding of core concepts, promoting reflection on the connections between theory and practice, enhancing insight, and promoting critical thinking, as well as encouraging interaction between students and faculty, increasing time on task, and respecting diverse talents and ways of learning. Many of the downsides of traditional journaling, paper journals that are collected by the instructor to be graded, are overcome or improved upon with the added use of technology. The cumbersome task of collecting, carrying, and distributing the journals, trying to read students' and instructors' handwriting, and the absence of the journals being used during the time they are collected are eliminated with the use of e-journaling. Electronic submission also provides opportunity for more timely feedback to students. When implementing e-journals into a course, students will need detailed directions with the instructor's expectations clearly defined, inform students of the type of journal being requested, the number of entries required, the minimum length of entries, and the criteria for grading submissions. When considering journal writing in the academics with the goal of improving critical thinking skills, Phipps describes the following types of reflective writing as the most powerful tools. Professional journals record the growth and development of the author in his or her specific field of study. Interactive reading logs provide an opportunity for recording reactions to materials being read as the learner progresses through a book or article, can include imaginary conversations with the author of the material being read, even questioning the ideas presented. And theory logs compel students to examine and interpret theoretical concepts and significant points. Instructors may also give students choices as to how they will submit their e-journals. Canvas allows for different types of file submissions, including a simple text entry box, file upload, or video audio recordings. There are multiple ways to set up e-journals within the Canvas Assignments tool. Two templates have been created by the ID team in CERT and shared on the Canvas Commons for download. One template is designed for a recurring journal that allows for multiple submissions to the same assignment and communication between the instructor and student in one location. This technique allows for a more seamless view of past and present journal entries and only creates one column in the gradebook. In the other template, students will only submit once to the journal assignment, requiring the creation of separate assignments for each journal entry, but allowing for unique instructions and additional columns in the gradebook. Sample grading rubrics have also been included with these journal templates. For help gaining access to these templates, contact an instructional designer in CERT. And for more information on e-journaling, please see the full article in the online newsletter.
Thank you for listening. For questions or comments, please visit us on the web. Have a great day.